Thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to wrap up our delegation's comments this morning. I'd just like to say on behalf of my delegations that I have been in awe of the positiveness of the comments that we have heard this morning. And we'd like to really sincerely thank you for those comments that all the speakers have mentioned this morning. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for your recommendations, which rest assured we have all taken seriously, and we will be considering in the aftermath of this gathering here. We'd like to especially thank those that have offered their encouragement, and also encouragement of our international partners to assist with resources to enable a small country like Samoa to be able to fulfill its obligations. As I said earlier, that these things do take resources to be able to be implemented in the way that they should be implemented, and to do justice to the ratifications and conventions that have been mentioned. And Samoa, as I said, stands committed to ratification of all its human rights conventions. But it just takes time, and that's all we're saying is that we will get there. We are a small country, we are a young country. Some of the issues that that have been raised, even countries that are much older than Samoa, have just come to accept those. Samoa is only 54 years old, come this June as an independent state. So we have come a long way from in 54 years. And we'd like to be able to assure our international community that we, Samoa, will play its role. We will play our part, we will pull our weight to make sure that the international obligations of Samoa are met, and that we are serious about pulling our weight and playing our part as part of the international community that we are part of. I'd like to thank those who made special mention of the climate change and environmental aspects as they relate to human rights. Samoa is a small country in the middle of a big ocean, and the biggest threat that is with us now is the rising sea levels. And we are serious about measures to address climate change. And we are serious about addressing climate change as they relate to people with disabilities and to the human rights and most vulnerable groups. Before the tsunami in 2009, we had not been as aware as we are now of measures that we had to take. Now, we have come a long way from 2009 in our preparation for climate change effects, and also as they affect the rural communities that are most vulnerable to severe storms and tsunamis. Rest assured that we are doing everything we can in our consultation with all people of Samoa to ensure that we are prepared for such natural disasters, and that our most vulnerable people are protected, and they are prepared, at least they are well prepared before the arrival of these natural disasters. But as you know, some of these things do not advertise their arrival. But we are much more prepared now than we were, say, 5-6 years ago. We would like to reiterate our appeal to our international partners and development partners to continue to help Samoa and all the other developing countries. We graduated only 2 years ago from the least developed country status, and we are still trying to acclimatize or accustom to our new status. But it does take time, and it does take a lot of resources to try and maintain the status that we are in now. And with that, we all our applications to all international communities, we are prepared to undertake, and we are prepared to stand by our word. And in this forum, we would like to assure you that Samoa is very committed to its obligations in relation to human rights. And on that note, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you very much again for all your constructive comments and your encouragement, which has left me as the head of delegation very, very thankful that we have come a long way to be here and to hear such positive people who are all willing to try and help us. We've become a country that we can play a role, that we live in a world where everybody's rights and where everybody's dignity is maintained and respected. On that note, Mr. President, I thank you from the independent state of Samoa. Soifua.